Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yo, it's Bros.
Yo, Kendrick Crosby.
Yo, you hear that banger from Kendrick?
Yo.
Yo,
yeah, connect me went empty netter. He was tickling the twine.
We got a hook on that one. It's a WIP
I was not ready
show.
For that. I almost choked, man.
With like Spike and Fritz. All right, it's time
leave Rhodes alone.
Yeah.
He started it. I love when he's getting drowned out by the music and he's screaming, no, no.
Yo, that's a hot beat, man. Yo, cuz. Yo, Flyers.
Again, he's not from California. He's from South Jersey.
It's like South Jersey Valley Girl thing I'm doing. All right, let's do everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So after our conversation yesterday about Elliot kind of looking like Leonardo DiCaprio and Daryl Morey.
Yes.
I have for you today the top five actors that would play WIP hosts.
Okay.
Oh, all right. And let me know how I did here, because I think I nailed it.
By the way, Elliot does simultaneously look like Leonardo DiCaprio and Daryl Morey.
Yeah, I know.
He looks like both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't look like the OC guy like he tried to say.
No, he doesn't.
Not even close.
No.
Not even close. Number five is Joe Giglio, who would be played by Michael Cera.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah, nerdy little skinny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Michael Cera, what would you know? He was in Superbad.
Superbad, Social Network.
I haven't seen
No,
one.
Not Social Network.
No, right?
No.
I always think he's in Social Network.
No, that's
Superbad
Jesse Eisenberg. Superbad's the one with Jonah Hill where their friend has the fake ID and they're getting alcohol for the party with the girls.
That's not Jack Black?
No.
No.
You're thinking
of Jonah Hill.
I'm thinking of Nacho Libre.
Oh, yeah, different movie.
Not even close.
If you saw Michael Cera, you would
notice. You typed in Michael Cera into your...
Yeah, I didn't bother to do
that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I can tell. That's good.
I think that's a good one, though he might be a little tall to play Giglio. I get the sense that Michael Cera is a little tall.
Is Cera with a B? With a C?
C-E-R-A.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Yeah. On to the next one.
Yeah.
Number four is Spike Eskin.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Who's playing Spike?
I don't like this one already.
Seth Green?
Okay.
Seth Green, the guy from Upper Darby that was the white rapper kid?
Yeah.
That one's fine.
And he was in the rowing or the canoe movie.
I didn't see the canoe movie.
Dude, it's sort of an entourage.
This guy looks nothing like Joe.
Dude, come on, man. He's skinny. Looks like a little bit of a dork.
No.
You're out.
Wow, you're getting no'd
on. You don't
agree
with this, do you?
So it's really that picture, that one that he's talking about. Yeah. See, now he sees a picture of Michael Cera with a beard, which is not, that's not Giglio.
Yeah, Joe can't even grow a beard, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he's thinking of the more dorky
like
Michael
early,
Cera.
Again, this is all in their prime.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like 04 Michael Cera.
Now I know who Seth Green is.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't look like Seth Green.
Yeah, but you kind of act like him.
Do I?
Yeah, kinda. You got a little attitude.
All right, okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
Number three, John Ritchie.
Ooh,
who's playing?
Who's going to be Ritchie?
Yeah, this ought to be interesting.
Nick Nolte.
Oh, that is a good one.
Nick Nolte.
Dude, but Nick Nolte's like 80.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what again, age Nick Nolte are we using?
You got to do prime Nolte, man. Like, prime Nick Nolte would play John Ritchie.
Prime Nolte would be funny as Ritchie the football player.
That is a good John Ritchie, man.
Yeah. I don't think he would be good as Ritchie the radio show host, but right. I think Ritchie the player... You could sell me on Nolte.
Yeah. I need Nick Nolte from 48 Hours.
Yes, Nolte.
Yeah.
The Nolte that Jack has never seen.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know he was 83.
Really? Is that old?
Yeah.
There's a couple of people that could play. I was between him and Jeff Daniels. I think Jeff Daniels could play Richie. And whoever was the Big Lebowski.
Jeff Daniels is a good one. And Big Lebowski, I believe, is Jeff Daniels, isn't it?
Jeff Bridges.
Right. You know who I was thinking when you said Nick Nolte? I was thinking Gary Busey.
No,
God,
no.
You guys are all over the place.
Gary Busey,
yes.
Dude, we should bring in Gary Busey once.
It's another crazy one.
Yeah, he's lost his mind. I think Nolte's a good call. Nolte's a good call for John Ritchie.
Now, again, this one you have to think of prime actor. Because today he hasn't done a movie, I don't think, since the 90s.
Uh-oh.
But Joe DiCamera. Played by Rick Moranis.
It's Rick Moranis, and I knew that's where you were going, though.
Joe DiCamera played by...
Rick Moranis from Little Shop of Horrors, Ghostbusters.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes. And I believe it was... I believe that the follow-up to that, the sequel, was the last movie he ever did. I think he went to just go take care of his kids or something.
He did, because I think his wife passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hasn't been in a movie, I think, since the 90s.
Rick Moranis... I don't know if he has
71 years old.
I don't know if Rick Moranis has DiCamera energy, though. Rick Moranis was sort of like the... Okay. So both nerdy, but mm-hmm. Rick Moranis was sort of like the unsure of himself nerd, whereas DiCamera is the way too sure of himself nerd.
Yeah, but again, he didn't start that way. So maybe you could turn Rick Moranis into being comfortable himself.
And... All right, with DiCamera and Giglio, you give me two actors. Now, Moranis wears glasses.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to see Joe DiCamera with the glasses
with
on.
The glasses
now,
on.
If you had said this was Joe Giglio.
Ooh. Yeah, but I think the Moranis gives off more DiCamera vibes.
More DiCamera?
Personally.
I can't get past the glasses.
Joe wears glasses sometimes.
He does.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When his contacts are acting up, because he doesn't take them out, which is insane.
Oh, yeah. And they're not leave-in contacts. He just puts them in and then never sleeps with them in.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It makes you go blind.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He
whatever.
Care.
But the number one, Ike Reese.
Uh-uh.
Who do I get?
You get played by Morris Chestnut. There's no doubt about it.
Talk to your boy.
Look, this guy's getting a good
Of Like Mike fame.
Yeah.
Not hell no. He's Ricky from Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
That is a good one.
That's good for Ike. And yeah, it's good for me. I was going to say, yeah, looks nothing like me other than the fact that we're both dark skinned.
I disagree.
Who was the comedian that looked like you?
Charlie Murphy.
Yes.
Right.
Could have gone Charlie Murphy.
He's skinnier. I feel like Morris Chestnut's built a little
bit. Oh, I like that. Yes. Built like an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Jack didn't have one for himself.
Well, it's not about me. I don't know what I look like. I kind of look like the Sons of Anarchy guy. People say I look like Blake Shelton, but he's not, you know.
Well,
oh, you definitely look like Blake Shelton.
What about Seth Rogen?
Well, maybe 20 pounds ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm way funnier than Seth Rogen.
Mm.
Seth Rogen's not funny.
All right.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. This hour is...
Morris Chestnut, you finally didn't take a shot at your boy.
No, yeah.
How about
never.
That?
I
would
appreciate
never.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very kind of you, Jack.
Yes. Couldn't think of anyone for Hugh. You know, he's big, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying
to
think.
I got one for Hugh.
Oh, no. Oh, go ahead. Now, you have to say it now, because I know you don't want to say it now.
I don't want
to
say it.
But you have to. I wish, if you're listening, I wish you could see what Ike looked like right now.
His face on love.
Oh, face! It's a good one.
My bad, bro. Same face I love.
He's punching his steering wheel right now. You're going to have to pay for that tomorrow.
Face I love?
Yeah.
Big worm?
This hour is brought to you by...
Oh, that's not right. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
It's not as big.
Oh, he is. Well, he's bigger than you.
Yeah, he's 100% big.
Yeah, Faison Love definitely is bigger than you.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Check out Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Save 40% off any window or any door until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGYDA.com. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ike, Spike. What's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, Ant?
What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ike, man, quick question, man. You think it's the best defense Eagles ever had?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't want to just throw it out there like that. But I would go back to, man, hell, you can start it with a 91 defense. That might be arguably the best defense the Eagles ever had. That's actually the only defense that I would respectfully be like, oh, yeah, if somebody said that was better than the defenses that Jim Johnson had in the early 2000s, I wouldn't put up an argument, much of an argument. And that's because of the level of players they had on that team. You're talking about a Hall of Fame player potentially on each level. Reggie White on the front. Jerome Brown would have been a Hall of Fame player.
Yep.
Then you got Seth, who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And then you got Eric Allen, who should be going in the Hall of Fame this year.
Well, Clyde Simmons on that team, too.
Clyde Simmons, who's our all-time sack leader. Well, Trent is our all-time sack leader now, but he was. I would humbly give it to the 91 squad.
Okay, cool. I like that. That's a good answer. I could go with that. Hey, man, I'm at right now. I don't think we can get that number one seed because we need the Lions to lose before they game against the Vikings. And if they don't, the Vikings might sit everybody because the Lions might already clinch the division, which means the number one seed. So I'm not really so worried about the number one seed. My main focus is being healthy. It don't matter where we go, whoever we play. It really doesn't matter to me. I just want to be healthy, and I want to put this record behind us. Because if you ask Saquon, you rather hold up the rushing title or you rather hold up the Lombardi?
Well, that's easy. That's easy, though,
yeah,
Anthony.
That's easy, man. So put that.
But why can't he do both?
Him doing both, he a little banged up. Not saying that's the issue, but it can be an issue. Our main thing is the main thing, and the main thing is to win. The last few games, we easy favored to win, so I'm not even worried about them games. I'm worried about the game, and the game is that Super Bowl, man. That's the goal right there, man. Forget that record and all that.
Nah, we're not gonna forget it. Nope.
Not gonna forget it.
Nope.
100. He need almost 150.
So what if he goes out? What if he rushes for 200 yards Sunday?
Okay, if he do that, okay.
Okay, then.
I'm not saying force feed him. Like, if he gets 15 to 20 carries and Saquon is spectacular,
yes.
Any one of them can go the distance.
Yes. Anthony, I agree with you. I don't think anybody is saying they want the record in place of the Super Bowl trophy. That's silly. Like, nobody is saying that. But the idea that you self-inflict a restriction on this guy with three games left to go because you're worried about him getting injured. See, I flip it. This was being painted as if we care about the record more than anything else. That's how it was being framed, and that's not the case. The games matter right now. We are a run-first team, so he's going to get the ball. So when he gets the ball, if he does what Saquon has typically done this year, particularly against teams that don't have great run defenses, there's a chance that he comes out of this game with a $150, $160. There's a chance that he comes out of that Dallas Cowboys game with another $150. That's 300 yards right there, right? Like, that. I mean, that's 300 yards.
Get that $150, though, Ike. You see what I'm saying?
Huh?
I don't want him to have to get 30 carries.
No, he doesn't.
I don't want him to have to get 30 carries.
How many carries did he get to get that 255? Wasn't 30 carries.
No, it wasn't 30 carries. No, it wasn't. You're right.
No, the best thing you said there is that he doesn't need a ton of carries to get a lot of yardage. He could break one. He has game-breaking speed. He's not a plotter where he has to get 30 to 35 carries because he's only averaging 4 yards a carry. All I'm saying is, Anthony, I wouldn't say if they go into that last game and he's 200 yards away from it, no, we're not trying to go for the record. 150 yards away, no, we're probably not trying to go for the record if the game doesn't mean anything. I'm only saying until it gets to that point, I'm playing Saquon Barkley the same way I've been playing him.
You've been playing him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
That right there, how you just put that right there, man, that's reasonable. Okay, I could go with that.
Okay, there we go. See, we talked it out.
We're not about to run my man into the, you know what I mean? Okay.
I agree with you on that. Yes. Believe me, I don't – the playoffs matter more than anything. I'm not saying this record matters more than the playoffs. All I'm saying is – We don't get this close and then decide, well, I'm just going to shut him down myself. Yeah. Now, the Eric Dickerson's record may be a little far-fetched, but getting to 2,000 yards and joining that 2,000-yard club, oh, that's right there. That's only 312 yards.
Man, if Saquon healthy, man, we going to playoffs with a healthy team.
Yep.
Man, we could line anybody up anywhere. We go in the desert, the safari, the backyard. I wouldn't give a damn where we at, man.
That is now. You know why you can say that right now? And I'll knock on wood for us. That's because everything is gravy right now. What if something happens over the next game or two? That's unfortunate.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you want that home field advantage. Because that helps you out. Like Detroit is limping right now into the playoffs. Literally. They get home field advantage. They got a much better chance of getting to the Super Bowl with the lack of talent they have due to injuries playing two games at home versus playing three games.
Well, and the fact that it's one and done. Like, yes. You want every advantage you can have.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, Ant, give us your favorite movie franchise.
I'm going to go with Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises.
There you go. The Dark Knight trilogy. That is a Dark Knight trilogy. Yeah, good one, Anthony.
What's the third one?
There's Dark Knight Rises, and Batman Begins. No, wait, what is the third one? There's, Jack, what are the three Batman movies in the Batman trilogy?
See, I only know the first two. Wait, the second one was Bane, or is that the third one?
That's the second one. That is the second one.
There's definitely one more.
There's definitely three. Yes. I think Batman Begins is the third one. It's the one where they're sending guys out into the ice. I think that one's Batman Begins. By the way, in the Rams game, he had 26 carries. Now, he did have 4 receptions. Mm-hmm. So he had 30 touches. And then this was the 3 in a row that were a lot. So against Washington, he had 26 carries, 2 receptions. Against the Rams, he had 26 and 4. And then against Baltimore, he had 23 and 2. So in that run,
we needed every last one of them to beat those teams.
In that run, he's averaging like 25, 26 touches a game. Before that, Dallas was 14-1. Oh, wow. And against Jacksonville, it was 27-3.
See, and we needed every last one of them. Do you remember the Jacksonville game?
I do.
Right? That's the thing we're leaving out of the equation. We're acting as if this team comes out and blows everyone out and you don't need Saquon to touch the ball. We literally need the guy to have these carries to win these games.
I do truly hope that whatever they felt in the passing game on Sunday, they can add into at the beginning of the games. And they are throwing at the beginning.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
A little tough spot for you.
Oh, boy.
See if you can handle it. You too in there, Fritzy Poo.
Okay.
Do you believe Jalen is capable of repeating what he did Sunday?
Yeah, I actually think that was not a particularly spectacular thing. Like, I think he should be able to do that. Yeah.
All right. Just wondered, like, so now all of a sudden we're all confident in the passing game.
Jalen.
That's what I want to hear is that we're confident enough that we don't need Saquon to win games. We can just throw to win these games.
I would love to see that.
No, I ask you, are you confident we can
do that? Yes.
No.
No, I don't believe that.
I'm not.
he looked like a top 5 quarterback on Sunday. He should do that every single week.
He says serious.
See, if he hadn't sort of reverted back. By the way, did you hear that?
Even Baldy said it.
Dude, there was a moment in the Baldy interview. And look, I'm just going to instruct you who are listening to the show after the show. What I want you to do is go back to the Baldy interview. It happened at 4. You can listen on Rewind, the Odyssey app. And he says, yeah, Jalen later in the game, he was holding the ball a little bit. You know, he regressed a little bit. There was one, he got sacked by T.J. Watt when he held the ball too long. I bet Lane wasn't really happy with that. It's a little... Baldy. Every week that Baldy's on, he says something that I don't know if he knows that he's saying out loud.
How did you know Lane's not happy about that play, Baldy?
Exactly right. By the way, it was... The Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Never doubt. I didn't
realize Batman Begins was first.
Yes, I didn't realize the Bane movies, that's 12 years old now. I mean, that came out in 2012.
Yeah, I wanted more Bane. I love Bane.
I love Bane. Great villain.
Bane fan. Yeah. Absolutely.
Scary as hell.
Yes, very scary. And there's something about some of the best, I always think some of the best villains in movies have a little bit of a point. I always thought, like, Bane, like, look, you can't put a nuclear bomb in a city and blow up the football stadium. But, like, sometimes, sometimes the villain in the movie isn't just out there to be, like, bad, like a villain. Like, when you take the two different Jokers, when you take the Jack Nicholson Joker and then the Heath Ledger Joker, they were different, right? The Jack Nicholson Joker was just sort of this evil sort of evil mastermind or whatever. But the Heath Ledger one was different. Like, it was a different Joker. It was a guy who didn't like society and blah, blah, blah. Yep. I always think that the villains are a little more interesting when they... when they have a point and they're not just evil or out for money or out to kill people.
I might have liked Heath Ledger a little better.
Than Jack Nicholson? Than Bane?
I definitely liked Heath Ledger as a Joker than Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, better than Bane?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, yeah. You like the Joker better than Bane?
Yes. It was an all-time performance.
Yeah,
all-time All-time performance.
Yeah.
And I thought Joaquin Phoenix in Joker, the first Joker, I thought was really good Joker too. Different Joker.
Yep.
But a really good Joker. All right.
Weird movie. Actually enjoyed that more than I thought I would.
Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a comic book movie at all. Yeah.
At all.
So coming up next, there is some more bad Sixers news. I mean, it's good and bad news.
Oh, wow.
So we'll touch on
that. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, and we'll touch on that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're only going to touch on it for like a second. Less than Flowers and 50, I can promise you that.
Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second during the Acura Season of Performance event at Elite Acura? Right now, you can lease a brand new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. But that's not all. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. I'm telling you, you will not want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event that's going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you head over there today. Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Shop their entire inventory online if you need to, or check them out online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Don't forget, no one can compete with Elite. And make sure you tell them Ike sent you. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There it is. 5:30 Creed.
You know, the more and more you practice it, the better we sound.
Yeah.
We just letting everyone know.
We sound like a Creed choir right now. Creed Christmas choir.
Not to put you guys on the spot.
Awesome.
But I was asked, how long are we doing Creed?
I don't know. Everybody likes it. So people don't like it anymore. The thing about the radio is when you do stuff at the same time, people...
It's appointment radio.
People like it. Then all of a sudden it's not there.
Yeah, but like, all right, let's say in a perfect world.
We're not still singing Creed in the summer.
If we get Scott Stapp to sing it with us, I think that's the finale. We can never peak more than that.
That's true.
Yeah, I think we have to see it through to when Creed gets here to have Scott Stapp sing with us.
When's Creed getting here?
July.
That's a long time to be singing.
But a lot of Creed.
That's a lot of Creed.
But think about how it's going to be jammed in people's brain.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, wow, could they possibly get it?
All I'm saying is there's also a such thing as running its course.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm saying.
I just don't think we're there yet.
Well, I agree. Yes. I agree. I don't think we're there yet.
But yep. I will say we're on the back nine.
No. I don't know if we're on the back nine. Well, you wanted to get rid of it after a week, which was wrong.
I gave it to.
All right.
I thought it was done early. It took on a life of its own. So I think it's currently on hole number 10.
Well, and the Eagles have not lost.
That's true.
We got to keep doing everything exactly the same as we're doing.
Maybe I thought
it was a season thing.
Oh, well, listen, if it's helping the Eagles, I think we should change it as soon as possible. But it does remind...
We got to get Scott Stapp to sing it.
I agree. And until Creed comes to town... And if we don't get Scott,
not till July.
Yeah, and guess what? The pressure's on Scott then. Look, we'll keep doing it until he gets on
the show. If the guy who's headlining that show comes on our show to sing the song with us, that is the natural.
We can't quit Creed, and we can't go to like April and then just give up. You know what I mean?
And then he comes, and they're like, hey, do you want Scott Stapp to sing Creed? We're like, oh, we don't really do it anymore. It's a bad moment. We need that great moment. We need to build towards something.
We'd look like idiots.
Idiots. So, quick Sixers note. Now, I am just inferring from the news that they sent to everyone. I do not have specific information on this. The news they sent everyone is that Jerry McKean had successful meniscus surgery, and his return is TBD. But the verbiage that everyone used is that he had his meniscus repaired. And there's two meniscus surgeries. There's the meniscectomy, and there's the repair. The meniscectomy is where they cut out the little piece of the meniscus that's torn, and you can come back much sooner.
Okay.
Or if they can repair it, that's what they prefer to do, but the return time is much longer.
We got the worst one?
Well, it's better for him.
Yeah, but it doesn't get him back quicker.
Right. So that's like a 2 to 3 month recovery, in which case...
That was the Embiid thing, right?
No, Embiid, they just took it out.
No, I mean... Oh. But that was like a debate at that time. I remember talking about that then.
Now, the truth is that that's not just a decision they can just make, because sometimes you go in there, from what I've read, there's not a lot of blood flow there, right? So when they go in there, they can actually see whether they can repair it or not. Right. And with a player as young as McCain, you want to repair it if you can. You know, if you're...
Oh, yeah.
He's got a long career ahead of him. So now, they didn't say specifically that's what happened, but the verbiage that everybody used was different than the verbiage that everybody used with Embiid. Mm-hmm. Everybody used with Embiid, there was procedure. Everyone used this one was his meniscus was repaired. So I am assuming that that is the surgery he had. So good that it was successful. Good that they were able to do the repair. Bad that we're not getting, I don't think we're getting McCain back for this season. That would be my gut.
Yeah, cash out those rookie of the year bets.
Yeah, well. You should have cashed them out already.
Yeah,
it's too late, I think, to cash them out now. What a season from your Philadelphia 76ers.
It's about as bad as it could possibly go. This will be the year they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I wouldn't put money on it.
I just... the injury bug to hit this kid this early in his career with this going on, it's like, oh my God.
The same weekend that Embiid breaks his face
again.
It's
like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, and he's going to be reevaluated next week.
Yeah.
Embiid.
So I did a lot of reading about that injury. It doesn't seem...
Fractured sinuses.
Fractured sinus. So there's the more severe one, which could be surgery, and then you're 4 to 6 months. The less severe one that doesn't need surgery seemed like 4 to 6 weeks. Now, Courtney Lee, I think, returned after like a week, 15 years ago or something like that.
Really?
Well, the problem with the cracked sinus is breathing. So he can't do anything right now because I think breathing can irritate it, all that stuff.
That definitely is going to mess with your conditioning.
He can't fly, can't do any of that stuff. So even when he's cleared, because remember, we're going to have a ramp up again. I don't think we're going to see Embiid for a month. That's what my gut says, but who knows? That would be my gut. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 five-star Google reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What's the better Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation or Home Alone? 52% at Christmas Vacation.
Wow.
Gretel? In Mount Airy? You're on WIP?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been on hold for long enough that I feel like a lot of the things I was going to be saying have been said already. But
I'm sorry.
I guess that happens.
Yeah.
In the course of a radio show.
You can say it again anyway. You know, whatever. Say you get out what you need to get out.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I just want to say this is my very first time ever calling into any show ever. So I've been a little bit like with butterflies in my stomach, but... And I'm not a football expert at all, but I'm a huge fan, and especially this year. I guess I found WIP when I was listening to Merrill Reese a couple years ago, and that was like, he's amazing. And I just, I feel like I'm watching when I listen to him.
Merrill's one of the greatest of all time. So,
it
is a Philly thing to watch the game, but also listen to Merrill and Mike at the same time. And thank you for calling. And by the way, there's no reason to be nervous. We are just, look, you say you're not a football expert. Ike is the only person who knows what he's talking about.
I do have thoughts about the game.
What do you think?
And I will answer your questions about Saquon. And I really have to side with Ike on this, actually, because the last thing that he said in the last segment really resonated for me. But I this is what I think. I feel like, first of all, he's really strong. Saquon is strong. He's resilient. He gets thrown down again and again and bounces back up and still does his like liquid gold thing flowing between players, But I think the main thing is that he loves to play. And when he plays, he has this explosive effect on his teammates, and he kind of gives a kind of energy and motivation to everyone else. So, you were talking, I guess somebody back a while ago was talking about the rhythm of the team, and I think that's part of it, but it's also kind of the chemistry. And I feel like if we don't use all the tools in our tool chest, or Jalen doesn't have them, all the options open, I don't think that we have as complete a game. And I really love the versatility that Jalen was talking about. He's like, we could do this, we could do that. We just proved we can also do the you know, the throwing, and it just, to me, it feels like it's kind of a beautiful thing, and I don't want to mess with it and like bench anybody or say, you know, don't play because.
Yeah, I don't think, for what it's worth, I don't think any of us were saying, I don't want to speak for Jack here, but I don't think anybody was saying bench him. Mm-hmm. I do think they
feels like that's what y'all want.
No.
Oh, would you stop?
No.
Fanning the flames in there.
I think it is if there is a way to get his workload lower, and Jack specifically was like, let's stop worrying about the, and I think we actually all agree on this, is the record. He shouldn't be running at this point. He shouldn't be getting carries for the record. He should be getting carries to win the game. And if they end up with the record, then that's fine. That's all. Now, if we get to the final game and that game doesn't mean anything, that's a completely different debate whether to do it or not. But I
will have it.
I think my thought was, is they have, I do believe they have the ability to, and they've been better about it, to be honest with you. There was a run of a few games. And we were just reading them off, the Rams game, the Jacksonville game, the Washington game, where he was close to 30 touches. I'm far more comfortable if he's in that 20 to 22 range. I think
and he only had 21 last week.
Yeah, he had 21 last week. So, yep. So you know, and I do, and I agree with you. When everything's working, they are an impossible to beat football team. I think you could say that.
Because I was watching them last year and just getting so depressed. And all of that chemistry, I mean, obviously the defense is everything this year. I mean, it has changed the entire dynamic. But also, like, Jalen seems happier. he seems less moody. And I felt like the team was really disconnected last year, and they seem really together this year. We don't talk about, like, the locker room problem anymore. And I really, it's such a joy to watch this year. I'm loving it.
Well, the energy overall, except for a moment or two this year, has been really, really positive. And I think we have felt that from all the players we talk to on the air or around the air, all those things. It does seem like they're enjoying each other this
right?
year.
Like, yeah. I mean, AJ's smiling a lot, you know, like, it's great. Well,
especially at the last
he's
week.
Like, yeah. Put your cape on, you know, it's like, go out there. And so they support each other. And the humility that Saquon has is, like, beautiful to behold. He's such a team player, and he is so motivating to his teammates.
He's an all-timer in that way. I think as a leader and a teammate.
As a human being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Loving it.
You want to give us your best movie franchise?
Well, this kind of shows my age, although there are contemporary ones. But I'm a retired school teacher, and I'm almost 60, but James Bond, I found myself absolutely thinking about all of the movies that I love that are franchise movements, and I think all of the ones that I love have really good chase scenes. So it was either James Bond or the Bourne movies. But
we'll do Bourne because somebody already did Bond. Yep. So do Bourne.
Right. Well,
do Bourne.
Love the Bourne movies. That's another good one.
Yeah.
Aren't they? They're so good.
Yep.
They are good ones.
That Paris chase scene and the mini was like one of my favorite things ever. It was so good.
Yeah. Gretel, thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger. Call anytime.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Take care.
You got it, Gretel. First time caller. How about that?
Yeah. Even the fourth edition of The Bourne.
I think I only franchise. Saw two. I don't want to say anything wrong because I said something wrong about the Batman movies and I got
well, you got
harassed.
Bourne Identity. Bourne
Identity.
Bourne Supremacy. Yeah, the one where they changed when Matt Damon stopped doing it. That fourth one. That was the fourth one. Jeremy Renner. Is that his name?
Bourne Sexy, I think it was called.
Bourne Sexy. Yeah. So
I love Renner. I love Jeremy Renner.
Yeah,
though.
He was okay. Yeah. I normally don't like when you switch a main character like that, but he was okay in that one. But my preference is the first three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Damon was badass in those movies.
Oh. Renner almost died last winter. Was he?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
he was. I think he was trying
snow plower.
Yeah, he was trying to push a four wheeler or something when there was snow, and he got run over by the snow plow. And reading this his interviews about it, he definitely could have died. Justin, Tennessee. I feel like I haven't talked to Justin in a while.
Y'all have been busy, man. Every time I try to call, it's been busy and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've been well. Y'all know how busy I've been. I mean, he knows about that one like it, man.
Yep.
But Anyway, going back to the topic at hand, I don't want to get off topic before I stray with the other things, but
good.
I agree with what Ike said. You got to dance with the one that brought you. You play your game. You don't slack off with Saquon and try to save him and all that. If the 2,000 yards comes, it'll come naturally, you know?
Yep.
And if it does, it does. If it don't, it don't. You know, we all wanted it, but after last week, you just got to, like I said, you got to dance with the one that brought you, man. If it takes Saquon getting 5-6 less carries, so be it. You know, if it takes Jalen throwing the ball 35 times one game, so be it. I just want to win and get that one seed because we know what that one seed means.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extra week of rest, and it's, you know, it's a home. You're at home the rest of the way. We know what that home crowd is going to be like in Philadelphia. Mm. It's going to be insane.
I want it. I need that.
But anyway, back to the things I wanted to stray with. Like, I really wanted to call yesterday with the favorite movie dad. I wanted to say Pops from Friday, or I was going to go a little sideways and go Vito Corleone from The Godfather.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And as far as, I guess, franchises go,
yeah.
I think Bourne Legacy was the one that had Renner in it.
Yes, okay, yep, Bourne Legacy.
It wasn't Bourne Sexy?
No.
No, it was not. That was the movie I was in.
Yeah,
you know that's another story for another time. As far as the actors playing WIP hosts, I really thought he was going to go with Wesley Snipes for you. I really did.
Oh yeah, Wesley I used to Snipes. Get Wesley. Yeah, I used to get Wesley back in the 90s, in the early 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah. And why he didn't go with Charlie Day for James Seltzer? I mean. That's the biggest home run in the world.
That is a good one. Yeah, but everyone knows about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows about that one. So I think that's why it kind of laid out. That was just the biggest home run ever in franchises. Man, y'all know, I'm a movie nerd. I've not got to listen because I had a dentist appointment at like 3:30, so I was kind of out for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So did anybody say Rocky? Because that's a huge.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Okay.
Grow up a little bit.
Rocky and Creed and everything.
Yeah.
What about Lethal Weapon?
Nobody said Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Mel Gibson, Sidney Poitier. Is that who it was in?
No, it is not Sidney Poitier.
Danny Glover, man.
All right.
Danny Glover. Let me jump in there, Justin. I got to make sure the delegation know I'm on top of this, man. Yeah, that was Danny Glover, damn it.
Yeah, you show him, Mike. It's Danny Glover. This ain't in the heat of the night. Come on, Mike. Get it together, man. They call him Ike, not Mr. Tibbs.
Anyway, yeah.
y'all been doing good this week, and I was laughing. But I was hurting for you, too, when Yoshi was on you with both feet yesterday.
Yeah, man. He was on me, wasn't he?
Oh, come on. He deserved it.
That was rougher than a night in jail, buddy. He was treading water, and he's trying to keep his head up. And he's like, daggone, how long y'all going to let this go? I'm telling you, that was good stuff, though. But I can't wait, man. He going to rub that belly one time for me. I'll get out here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin. Appreciate it.
I'm kind of disappointed he's not going to rub your belly.
Well, I'm not.
I really thought that was going to happen.
I met Danny Glover one time.
Okay.
In Beverly Hills, staying at the same hotel. Yeah, talk to me.
What were you doing in Beverly Hills?
Well, I was out there for a week for the NFL Network.
Ah, okay.
This is back in the day. This is back in the day. I was with the Falcons, and this was during the offseason. This is before the NFL Network blew up to what it became.
Mm-hmm.
So back in those days, they enjoyed having former players come out there, try their hand at broadcasting, been an analyst. They put you up all week. They put me up all week in this hotel.
Wow.
Me and the wife. Yep, put us up. It wasn't Beverly Hills. It's right out there near where the studio is at. Wherever the NFL Network is at, it's in that area. So, long story short, I'm coming out of there one morning. Not only did I see Danny Glover in a bathrobe with pajamas on and a t-shirt, like, right? I don't know where the hell he was coming from, but he was coming into the hotel. But ran into Liza Minnelli before I got on the elevator.
Really?
She was staying in the hotel, too.
Did you say something to either of them?
Of course I did.
Okay.
I did fanboy stuff.
To Liza Minnelli?
Of course. They didn't even have phone cameras back then.
You get the real camera out?
No, I had the disposable camera.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Oh, man, I kept the disposable camera with me, man.
Now, the robe's dead, right? Do people still use robes?
They do. And would you say in a nice hotel there's robes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't wear a robe often.
Oh, but you wear one occasionally?
I have one, yes.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. You know those are typically family gifts.
Yes.
Yes. So that's a birthday gift or a Father's Day gift or a Christmas gift.
Well, it's
the only reason I have one.
It's funny. Every year, because you're
the only robes I've ever had is what they've given me for birthday, Father's Day, or Christmas.
When you're with the same person for a long time, you run out of gift ideas. And I think every year I'm like, would Val wear a robe? Can I get her a robe? She probably, I don't know.
Renee does wear a robe.
She does?
Yes.
I think she might wear a robe. I don't know.
He does wear a robe.
Now, you mentioned seeing in a robe. Did I tell you when I saw the Reverend Jesse Jackson?
No. Okay. How was that?
So,
how was that?
Well, I'm going to be
quick and to the point.
Well, here's the thing. So, when I lived in Chicago, I worked out at this place called the East Bank Club. It was a very nice gym, real big gym. And the ice machines had crushed ice, which I'd never seen in a gym before.
Love crushed ice. Very underrated.
And they would do your laundry for you at this gym.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm in the locker room, and I turn around, and who's standing in front of me naked?
Oh.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Wow. You guys don't understand how small it is.
I looked.
What? You mean you looked?
I looked.
Took a peek?
Yes.
And?
He's doing fine.
All right. Good to hear.
Let me just say this.
It's called a big dose of D.
When I tell these stories... I don't ever go down these type of roads, man. You and your stories, I never know where the hell they're going, man. I didn't have this one on the bingo card today.
Neither did I.
You got flashed by the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Yes.
And he was impressive.
He was doing fine. Yeah.
And John Ritchie. He has his own issues.
Yeah, he's got his own issues.
I didn't get that story. Didn't know about that one either, yes.
I got tons of them.
You really do, man.
I do. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exit in the Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
But I held back because
you let it go. You did.
Because I'm trying to, you know, when I lose it, I think, which happened at some point last week or maybe the week before, I get into my head and say I have to be better about things. And I think Ken is a good caller that makes good points. And if he wants to take shots at me, he can. So I just let that one go.
Good job.
Mature of you.
They're not my friends. All right. What's next?
Business is business.
Surprised neither one of us brought that up as to why he doesn't want to buy gifts.
Well, the dude's buying coffee every day when there's free coffee in the station.
He's
here.
He's a coffee snob.
Again.
Yeah, he is.
That coffee's terrible.
Yeah, wow.
And I like going for a little walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Listen, it's like $5. It's all right.
All right. Every day? That's up.
I also bring my own coffee.
All right.
That's my third cup of the day.
Okay. What's next? That's actually a really good point.
I know.
The whole point of the original vacation is going to Wally World.
I know it.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot, man.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. Moose out front should have told you. Great John. That was John Candy in that role,
John
right?
Candy, yep.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. What's next?
Chris is definitely the guy at the bar.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He's the guy that's back on campus.
Oh, yeah. Close talking.
Yeah.
Close talking to some,
every time.
Some girl loud in the loud bar. You know, back in my day, I used to run this place. Get out of there. Go home.
Yeah,
Let the kids have their time. Holy moly. And I say this because when I was at Syracuse, we worked at a college station. They would have alumni weekend when all the older, like, the guys who used to work there, and they would all want to do a show. It's like, dude, I'm only going to be here for a couple more years. I need all the shows I can get. You don't need to do another show. All right, what's next? That is a good one.
I tell you.
That's a good one. What's next?
We are fast and free with our criticisms, and then
we are.
Yeah, and then we literally backtrack.
Yep. Look.
Knowing better.
What did I say that wasn't true? It was all true. So our
I'm
next
still stuck on the Wally World thing. That was a shame. Yes. That was
the next question today was based on Steven Spielberg's birthday. We asked you, what is the best movie franchise, as he did Indiana Jones? The winner gets a $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room, a great little bar there in Fishtown. Joe and Hugh will be there on Sunday for the pregame show. It's an ugly sweater block party. Jack, what are our best?
Some big answers. Toy Story. James Bond. Star Wars. Vacation. Rocky. Godfather. Rambo. Harry Potter. Dark Knight. Bourne. Lethal Weapon.
So I got two in there that I would go with.
Okay.
So I would
pick
either
between
go,
the two.
I would either go Godfather or the Bourne movies.
Well, since I've never seen Godfather, we're going Bourne.
Oh, wow. Right. Gretel's first call.
Gretel's not bad.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Make sure she calls back.
Yes. Thank you, Gretel. Mm-hmm. She was worried talking to us. We're not intimidating. Come on. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Call us on a Monday.
Yeah.
Well, only if you disagree with Ike. Yeah. Sometimes that can be a little intimidating.
Yeah. So Fritz at 6 is next.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Has Nick Sirianni?
Yeah. What are you going to tick me off with tonight on the way home?
Nah, I'm giving people a rest tonight.
Okay.
It's time for me to be truthful.
Okay.
Has Nick Sirianni won you over?
Because he has won you over,
because
right?
He's won you over.
Yeah. Curious where the negative Nancys are.
Now, so here's the true test for both of you guys who are late to the Nick Sirianni train.
I was earlier than Jack.
Way earlier. Okay. Yeah, way earlier than Jack. And you've held down. So okay. I'm not really talking to you because you've already proven yours. But Jack, I don't want you trying to jump off the train now at the first sight.
The big dumb dip one again.
Exactly. See, yes. You can't say he's won you over, and then when something happens, you're ready to go right back to the other guy.
Here's how I'll say it. All right. Okay. I don't think even if they lose in the first round, I would fire him.
That's nice of you.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm same.
I got news for you. They're not going to fire him.
Yeah. I know, but I think
even
that,
if they lose in the
I
first
think
round.
3 weeks ago, I would have said if they lose in the first round, I'm firing Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm not there. I like Nick.
There you go. All right.
Sometimes a little cut down the Mount Union, but he's doing well.
Yeah,
he cuts down some of the other stuff too.
Yeah. Can I tell you what happens with Nick? Is once you let yourself go and get in, it's so much easier to stay there.
It's
you got to get past being wrong. And like for me, it was the guy's a moron. He doesn't know what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. But once I got past, when I was like, oh no, then it's much easier to be there because you can see it more clearly.
Yeah.
You just got to get in there.
And how about this before we get out of here? We talked an awful lot in the preseason about how he would handle adversity when it came.
Yes. And
it's come a couple of times this year.
He has passed that test. Yes.
Yeah.
And now, the first adversity was his fault.
Oh, yeah.
But I agree. But two different kinds of adversity.
Yep.
And he handled it both the right way. Yep. All right. Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for listening to me when I tell you what you need to do in your home. Because I've never been to your home. But I can tell you one thing about your home. Chances are, you've needed to replace your windows for a while, and they're drafty, they're old, and you can hear it when the cold air comes through, and your energy bills go up because both in the summer and in the winter, because the either the warm air is coming in or the cold air is coming in. Fix it. end-of-the-year sales event with Guided Door and Window. They are taking care of you. 40% off every professionally installed window. 40% off any door, insulated entry doors and garage doors and storm doors. And you can start this entire project, which, you know, can be a big deal, with no money down and interest-free financing up to a year. So if you are that person I'm talking about, needs to replace windows, maybe a door, maybe a couple of doors, I want you to take advantage of the Guida end of year sales event right now. All prior sales excluded. This only goes to December 31st. Call Guida to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com.